Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
This is Onyx Queen, and you are listening to the Queen's Lair. All right, we are back again. I just wanted to check in. I like doing these little short little blurbs with you guys because I think that, people are getting a lot of good information from it, and it's quick, and it's not like you're listening to a whole lecture, and you don't feel like someone's talking at you. You actually feel like, you know, I'm talking with you and kind of discussing things with you. So I just wanted to get on here real quick. I try to share things that I personally go through myself, as well as, things that I hear other entrepreneurs talk about. And this was a subject that I wanted to cover today. And it's basically not every client is meant for you. Now, what I mean by that is that just what the words say, not every client is meant for you. Sometimes a client, you know, you can say, well, a client was not ready to work with me. I actually had this conversation recently with a group of other entrepreneurs, and they were saying, well, the client wasn't ready because, you know, they had some personal circumstances happening that they weren't ready to, you know, start a contract with them and be, you know, working with them on retainer or whatever. And then I had another entrepreneur friend of mine say that, you know, their client doesn't think that they're ready to start working with them, you know, in their business because, you know, they don't have time. Their kids take up all of their time. You know, they don't have, you know, time to put away to the side. But yet they said that they saw them posting things on social media with them spending time away from their children quite a bit, you know, the getaway time and all of that. And they said, well, you know, if you're really serious about your business and you want to get this entrepreneur thing going and you want to collab on, you know, these certain projects that they were going to do, that you would definitely make time for that. So I can just speak from personal experience, you know, as well as some things that I've seen, but I'll speak from the personal side first. I have run into many situations where a client is just not ready, meaning they don't understand what it means to build a brand. They don't always understand how labor-intensive it is that it's going to be to build a brand, and some of them don't even understand the financial responsibility that it takes to have and run and successfully execute your own company. And, you know, it's, I could tell you from personal experience, it's a lot of ramen noodles and bottled water, or sometimes not even bottled water, tap water, you know, like you have to really give up a lot when you're first starting out in your business if you don't have that capital up front. You know, it's a lot of, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5, it's a lot of bringing your own lunches to work with you. You know, I had a friend years ago in my old 9-to-5 job. She brought lunch with her to work every single day. I don't care if there was somebody cooking. I don't care if there was something going on. Anytime she could find a way to not spend money on lunch, she brought her lunch every single day, as far as like eating out, you know, if we went to restaurants and things like that. It was a rare day, very rare. And she had a goal. Her goal with her husband at the time was to buy a home, and they did, you know, and their home is beautiful, you know, and this was before she had her children. And, you know, so it's like, wow, I knew her before she had her two children and this beautiful home. And when her and her husband were just living in a tiny, you know, one-bedroom apartment that I think was maybe 550 square feet, you know, and now they're in this gorgeous, gorgeous home in Virginia, two beautiful children, you know, and what a difference, you know, a few years can make of sacrifice. And literally, yeah, it took them about 7 years of sacrificing for them to be able to, you know, afford this home and, you know, be able to build the home that they wanted, you know. And now, you know, just several years later, almost on their way to paying it off, you know. So that's amazing. When we live in the world of 30-year mortgages, they will absolutely not be doing a 30 years for their mortgage. So I just think that it's just amazing. But it shows, it lends itself to, you know, the spirit of determination to really keep going. And no matter what people are saying to you, no matter how negative they are, you may even have clients that are very negative every single day. They have not a positive word to say. And that can wear on you as a business owner. And sometimes you have to look at the situation and say, is this client really for me? Does this client fit my business? You know, I always tell people, I said, I know that a lot of clients may feel that, you know, they're choosing to work with a business. But I often say to other entrepreneurs, especially women in business who I speak to, you know, these type of groups all the time, I say to them very honestly, I choose my clients. I do have a lot of people who come to me on a weekly basis and emails that come to me, and people want to pick my brain and they DM me on Twitter and Instagram and send me emails and, you know, through my website or directly or whatever. And they want to work with me, or they say, yes, I need your services, this, that, and the other. But by the time I get done with them, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm, you know, setting them up, because it's not like that. But by the time I get done with my questionnaire about what it is that they really want to do, the business that they want to start, because as you guys know, you know, Onyx Queen Media is my company, and we do small business branding and helping small businesses to find their brand voice, or even someone who wants to become an entrepreneur and move away from the 9-to-5 life, you know, we can help with that as well. So by the time I get done with my whole entire list of questions and really soul-searching type of, you know, brain-picking with them just to see where they truly are at, I will honestly say about 80% of those people, I never hear from them again. And not in a bad way. It's not that I don't ever speak to them again, but I don't hear from them again when it comes to business, because they leave the conversation very differently when they came in. So they leave the conversation, first of all, they leave the conversation armed with a lot of knowledge, because it's not like I'm not going to tell them the truth about what it is to run their own business and own their own business. And they leave that conversation a little bit more enlightened. They leave the conversations a little more, you know, a little bit more information than what they came to the situation with. Now, some folks come with all of what they feel is all the information that they need, and they feel like my dad used to say, you know, when we were younger, he was like, none of us have arrived, you know, meaning none of us show up and we know everything. So anytime you've got the client that thinks they know everything, that's another red flag too, is that client is for you. Sometimes you have such negative clients, and this has actually been a situation I've been in, where the client is so negative that you actually have to cut ties of doing business with them. And I know people will be like, oh, that's just crazy. If they're paying you money, listen, not all money is good money. And you have to make those decisions as well. You can't just take every single dollar that comes floating through the door. You have to really make a sound decision when it comes to clients and the type of clients that you have on your roster. I don't care if it's athlete clients. I don't care if you are a chef and they are your clients who you cook for, whatever the case may be. Your client list is also very telling of what your company will deal with or what your company will be about. If you constantly have that bad boy client or that bad girl client or whatever it is, maybe you have more celebrity clients who tend to always be in trouble all the time, that's very telling of your business as well. if you are constantly having to do crisis intervention with clients because they always have drama. Everybody goes through things, and we understand that. People go through personal things and go through, you know, ups and downs and trials and all of that. But I'm talking about the client that is constantly in and around negativity. Those type of clients, if that is not what you're into and that is not what you are about, that is going to start to seep into your business like a cancer if you do not nip it in the bud and early. So I'm very, very particular when I work with folks. It's why I don't have a huge client list. If I just started taking money from anybody that was coming in, then I would probably have 30 clients at any given time. But I've got a nice round number of clients. I've got 11 clients. That's good enough for me. That's perfect. And every single one of them know exactly where I stand with certain things. They know exactly how I do business, and they know that I'm a no-nonsense kind of person. And I'm very upfront with them. If I mess up, I make a mistake, I admit it, I keep it moving, and let's move on. And I would hope that they would do the same for me as well, which all of them have. You know, I definitely choose my clients. So when you have someone, if you're an entrepreneur and you provide a service for whatever that is, and it can, you know, I don't know what services everyone may provide. It could be consulting. Maybe you are a stylist, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you are choosing your clients. Make sure that you know that once you start to take a certain level of clientele, no matter what it is, from the top to the bottom, bottom to the top, make sure that it's something that represents your brand well, because if your clients are constantly swirling with negativity, that is going to be something that's going to be looked at your business as well. People sometimes will start to question, why would they want to work with someone like that? Why would they want to deal with someone like that? So make sure, as entrepreneurs, again, not every client is meant for you. Let them pass you by or kindly say to them, you know, give them a little advice, lend them an ear for a minute or two, and then kindly pass them along to maybe someone else that may be a better fit. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Never make the dollar rule over you to the point that you will take any money from anybody because it's green. The dollar is green, but the problems are not even going to be worth it. So again, entrepreneurs, make sure that your clients are for you, that are going to even represent you well. Clients that you'll be proud to put in front of the public, because if you do what I do, where you do branding and you handle people's publicity, I want to be proud that I have these amazing clients, and I want other people to be able to Google my clients and Google my business and not see foolishness. You know, I want them to be able to Google and see positive. So not every client is meant for you. Be more selective with the people that you bring into your business, and that includes clients as well. Not just your employees, but your client list, your clients that you work with, that also should be at the forefront of how you run your business. Okay? So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to pop in with that little 10, 15 minutes or so just to talk about that for a minute. If you want to find us online, it's so easy. We're Onyx Queen Media everywhere. O-N-Y-X. QUEENMEDIA.com. You can find us on our website. If you want to email us, if you would like to be a guest on the show, you absolutely can. We will be doing live shows as well as recorded podcasts, such as this one. If you want to get to us by email, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next time.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.